Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Laura Powell, she is a travel writer and industry expert. She's covered travel for more than 25 years. She helped develop CNN's original travel programming, and her work has been seen in the Washington Post, USA Today, National Geographic, Traveler, and lots of other places. Laura, welcome back to WGN. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
Okay, so, you know, as people are thinking about the summer, there's still a lot of unknowns, but nonetheless, some restrictions will be eased and hopefully stay that way. So what are we looking at? What are people thinking in terms of summer and travel and how that's going to work?
Well, there's no doubt that people are really looking at local and regional trips where they can get in their car, drive, you know, within easy driving distance of home. Not likely to see many airplane trips, although the Intrepid may try to do their summer vacations by air. But I think we're going to be seeing a lot of regional travel this summer for sure.
Yeah, that was kind of my hunch, that it seems like, okay, if I was going to take some kind of vacation this summer, I think I'd be more inclined to drive somewhere nearby, because I feel like there's more variables you can control if you're driving, right? You can decide to wipe down the gas pump and get in your car and use hand sanitizer and things like that, as opposed to, I don't know, being in an airport sounds really stressful.
Yes, being in an airport and being in an airplane, and then perhaps being in another city or another country where you may not have easy access to healthcare should you need it. So, yeah, I think that the wise traveler will probably hit the road. And the tricky thing is, particularly when you're considering several states and Illinois itself, each state has different restrictions and regulations. You know, as you mentioned, even Chicago is going to have different regulations than the rest of Illinois. So it's really important when you start looking at where you might want to drive to this summer, you know, what is the status of things in Wisconsin, where some hotels are already opening up, for example, versus, you know, some of the other surrounding states. So you definitely, when you're planning, you really need to see what's open where.
I feel like, and this is just my hunch, my prediction here is that wide open spaces are going to be the new chic thing for vacation. Like going off into the middle of nowhere sounds not a terrible idea.
Yeah, I think two things are going to be really popular this summer. This wide open spaces, back to nature, maybe exploring some state parks like Starved Rock. State Park is a great little park that I think most Chicagoans have probably never been to. So I think that's going to hold great appeal. Also, because for those of us who live in Chicago, we don't have access to the lake. So I think, you know, going up to Michigan or to Wisconsin and going to lakeside destinations will have great appeal. And again, those places tend to be less crowded. Another option I think people will go for is the smaller towns, places like Galena, for example, or places where, again, everything is on a smaller scale. There's more of a feeling of control, and the crowds are not going to be as big.
I think that's exactly right. That, I mean, everything you just said felt, you know, that felt right, because the idea of, like, I don't know, going to a very large city or standing in lines or that, I don't know that that has much appeal for me right now. I might for somebody else, but for me, I'm not feeling that.
You know, I feel for the big cities, as I think they have a big challenge. I mean, I suppose that Chicagoans who want to get out of their house but don't want to go far from home maybe might go to a nice hotel in the city. But I can't really see people from the suburbs or from small towns in the area flocking to the city. That may not be a popular, you know, viewpoint among the Chicago tourism people. But I just don't think any big city is going to hold particular appeal.
Now, I wonder, though, the stuff that we have in our own cities that you're like, you know, even though I live here, I've never done X, whatever that, you know, touristy thing is. I wonder if that we would see a little of that. You're like, OK, there's not many tourists here. Maybe it's my time to go finally be on the Navy Pier Ferris wheel or the Sky Deck or something like that. I wonder how that stuff will fare locally.
No, I think that's exactly it. I think Chicagoans will feel comfortable perhaps, you know, exploring, and the city will be empty this summer, unlike usual in the summer. So I think for people in Chicago, I think there is an opportunity to see some things in the city that they may not otherwise have bothered to take the time to do.
Yeah. I mean, I went on the Sky Deck only about a year ago, and I was like, this is cool. Why have I never been here? Because I assumed I'd be fighting a big crowd of tourists. So, and I went on a week.
Well, and I mean, and that even goes for the state, right? I think a lot of people who live in the cities don't tend to explore their surroundings. If they're going to take a vacation, they're going to go somewhere exotic if they can afford it, or they're going to go somewhere farther away. They might go to California or Florida or to Disney or something like that. And this year, that's really not a wise option. So exploring in their own backyard, whether it's within city limits or within the state, I think people are going to discover there's some, you know, pretty cool stuff out there.
Yeah, definitely there is, for sure. You know, I wonder too, I've been thinking so much and watching very carefully the airlines and how the carriers are faring, particularly United, since it's here. You and I have talked before about how we have to kind of treat business travel and leisure travel like two different beasts, really, in terms of a rebound of any kind. What do you think? I mean, there's still, granted, many unknowns, right? We don't know what we don't know. We don't know what the fall is going to look like or the winter. Is it returning? Is it not? We don't know. But, you know, what is your sense? Do you think that air travel might have a little uptick in the summer, or too soon to tell?
Well, I think we're already seeing it. I mean, most of the airlines are reporting increased bookings. I mean, again, that's from a very low bar, so that doesn't mean a lot. And I do think that in the fall, when business travel starts to pick up, the business traveler is more likely to get in an airplane before the leisure traveler. I think the other type of travel that might rebound faster is the luxury traveler, who can afford to fly in first class or business class, where there's a little more social distancing. But I do think that, you know, the hordes of tourists, you know, flying for a summer vacation at Disneyland or to a beach or a mountain destination is probably not going to materialize this summer.
Yeah, probably no. Interestingly, I've watched some people that I'm connected to on social media flying and tweeting pictures of mostly empty aircraft and things like that. And, you know, what I thought of immediately, and one person commented on it and sent a tweet about it, was the weird animal survival thing that takes over as soon as they start boarding an aircraft, even though your group has not been called. That's not a thing happening. And so her comment was like, for the first time in my life, especially in the last decade at least, I just got up and got on the aircraft in the order in which I was called. And it was marvelous. I didn't feel like I needed to get up there and fight my, like, elbow my way up to the top of the line, even though I was 10 minutes away from boarding. It just went so calmly. I think maybe that's something
but
to take forward.
But you still need to be hyper-cognizant of everything around you, right? I mean, even, you know, within the airport itself, you see so many people just looking at their cell phones and not paying attention to what's around them. I know the planes are doing, you know, as good of a job as they can to clean the plane in between flights, but there are still areas, and I have a blog post up today at Daily Suitcase that outlines some of these kind of trouble spots that you might want to be careful about, because the virus lingers, right? So if somebody has put something in the seat, a water bottle in the seat back pocket with a virus on it, and then you put something in the seat back pocket, you know, the virus can be transmitted that way. So, I mean, it's just very careful, no matter if you're flying on an empty plane or a crowded plane or in a car, to be hypervigilant, to bring along the sanitizer, to bring along the disinfectant wipes, to be aware of those high-touch areas, even in the hotel you might be staying at, where even if they were officially cleaned, you might want to do a double scrub down.
I predict a lot of travel sizes of cleaning products coming very, very soon, because the idea of a tray table not staying in its upright position right now does not sound like a good plan. That's not a winning plan.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Laura Powell, thank you so much for being with us today. Everybody head to @DailySuitcase on Twitter and Instagram, or visit DailySuitcase.com to get that blog post and many more that she was talking about. And of course, if you follow me on Twitter, I'm going to tweet it out after the program. Thanks so much, Laura. Always good to talk with you.
Likewise, travel safe this summer.
Thanks so much. You too.